This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Studio Lounge. We have two fine gentlemen here. We have Ronnie Chapman from CUNA Mutual Group. Ronnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Mike. Good. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. And then right next to Ronnie, we have Chad Collier from Car Saver. Very cool. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent.
Good.
Thanks for inviting us.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, we're all better now that you guys are here. Now we can dive in. So we're talking about CUNA Mutual and Car Saver, kind of a partnership thing going on here, I'm assuming. So Ronnie, let's start with you. What is a CMG doing in technology these days? Any focus that you want to share?
Yeah. So a lot going on with us in the tech space. Been very acquisitive over the last several years. Compliance systems, QNexus, Forever Car, three that sort of jump out since 2018. I've had a really good, successful ventures portfolio group led by Brian Koss. Mm-hmm. So 30 plus companies in that portfolio. Mm-hmm. And we've also been under a build effort. So we've had a lot of tech build that's happened subsequent, if you move 2016 forward. And as we moved into 2022, the word I always use internally is just we've reached a lot of maturity. When we look at QNexus, we have almost 4 million pre-approved auto buyers on that platform.
Yeah, yeah.
40 million consumers on that platform. Compliance systems and Loanliner were the number one document provider in the U.S.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What we really had in 2022 is where do you start coupling things together where you can really make a difference mm-hmm. to the system? Auto is an important category to the system. It's certainly a place we have scale in CUNA Mutual Groups, $400 billion to the credit union system. So as we moved into 2022, as Chad knows, I always talk about the gravity of auto buying. It's moving online. I don't really need a case study to show what's going on.
Yeah.
So last year we made a really, really concerted effort to say, how are we going to tackle auto from a tech perspective? And the flagship of that is, of course, buying a car online.
Yeah.
And that's what led me to Chad here is in the search for that is, where can we find what's best in class to bring to the credit union system? And that's where we met Car Saver and Chad and just really, really love what these guys are doing over there and decided to invite ourselves in and became an investor and sort of our first move into the auto segment.
Okay, and this is in the online environment, right, Chad?
Yes.
Car Saver. So tell us a little bit about Car Saver real quick.
Yeah, so we're, first of all, super excited about the partnership and the opportunity to work with CUNA Mutual Group mm-hmm. and the credit unions. It's such a big opportunity, but we're an e-commerce platform, so we help customers buy and finance cars online.
Right on.
And that includes everything from researching to shopping to buying, financing, signing, trade-in, the whole
one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm. So we power a lot of solutions across the industry. We're Walmart's auto buying marketplace.
Huh.
So for Walmart's 350 million customers and 2 million associates, we help them buy and finance cars online.
Mm-hmm.
We also power e-commerce for Nissan. So Nissan North America has Nissan at Home. We power that solution for them to help Nissan customers buy online through mm-hmm. Nissan USA and Nissan dealers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working together with CUNA Mutual to launch our lending platform, especially for the credit union market. And that's one we're really excited about because you've got 114 million people in the U.S. who have an auto loan today, and 95% of those customers, when they get their next loan, will end up with a different bank.
Really?
So there's a huge gap in loyalty. Loyalty really just doesn't exist when it comes to auto loans.
Right, right.
And the credit union market is over 34 million consumers have an auto loan with the credit union,
mm-hmm.
and over 13 million of those are actually eligible to upgrade to a new car with the same or lower payment than the payment they have.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an opportunity of over $400 billion in new loan originations for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to help empower credit unions with the technology to help their customers buy and finance online. through a network of dealers across the country that we've established. So,
wow, there's a lot of potential here.
Sure.
Obviously,
yeah.
That's an understatement right now. So I'm going to stick with you on this one, Chad. What's the specific focus on auto? Anything you're excited about that you can expand on in this area? Because obviously, the auto industry had its share of a roller coaster ride through the pandemic. So now that we're hopefully on the downside of this thing, what do you see?
You know, I think there's no question auto's going through a digital transformation. So, you know, the digitization of auto, what's exciting is the consumer demand's already there. Ronnie talked about how it's kind of like gravity. There's no question consumers want to do it. Actually, over 76% of consumers prefer to buy the car entirely online than visit a dealer.
It's growing like crazy.
Huge opportunity that we've now got the technology to solve for. So mm-hmm. I think as we're able to really transform the customer experience in auto, it's really an opportunity to bring more joy to more people. Everybody loves cars, they just don't like buying them. So.
I know, exactly. It's such a, I don't want to say a miserable experience, but well, it's a miserable experience, it can be. And you're there for hours and you have to deal with all these people. Gosh, no wonder online buying took off like it did, because I mean, you just press a button, boom, the truck delivers it, or somebody delivers it, and you're done. That's the beauty. If you know what car you want, then why bother?
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So I'm going to ask you the same question, Ronnie. What's your take on and where this is expanding and all this?
Yeah, it's look, Mike, for me in this is you know, I talk a lot about, you know, and it's a cliche, we talk about embracing change, and I think this is just really, really fun change for the credit union industry. For, you know, you talked about the bad experience, and that, you know, you find any survey say it's one of the worst experiences.
We've all been there, yeah.
And when we look at the credit union system, the one thing that it has is tremendous member loyalty. Mm-hmm. You know, the members of credit unions trust the credit union, that it's fairness, it's built into it. So what's really exciting to me is, can we bring that trust, that fairness, that transparency, all the good things of membership, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and bring that into the auto buying experience.
Right, right.
And I think then you've got something very special and very different than all of the other models, which ultimately were derivatives of indirect, or we'll send site drafts and pick all of these sort of unusual ways to do it. But mm-hmm. Chad mentioned joy. It should be a fun experience,
yeah,
an enjoyable experience. And starting it with the brand loyalty to the credit union under that logo, mm-hmm. and ending it under that logo is our mission with this, is that it stays with the credit union logo from beginning to end.
Yeah, and it's a trusted resource, you know, and that's and you want that resource or the brand, like you're talking about, Ronnie, to be that much more value, and that's what this provides. So cool. So how do dealers find out about this, Chad? So since we know the first question out of the mouths of credit unions is, how do dealers feel about this? So
that's a great question. I mean, we've been working in the automotive industry for decades, mm-hmm. and our goal when we set out to build CarSaver was to build a dealer-friendly auto buying platform where customers could buy online, but dealers could also reap the benefit of an improved customer experience.
Exactly, yeah. They got to
stay
in business
too. Dealers are bombarded with leads that close at a really low percentage. And what they love about this platform is this platform gives them sales. And I think when you tie in the combination of credit unions and local credit unions helping local dealers sell more cars, and not only sell more cars, I mean, dealers are under a couple of pressure points. One is inventory, right? I mean, we all know about the supply chain issue, and that's a challenge for dealers, not only on new car, but used car inventory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And second, you've got the online disruptors like Carvana and Vroom and others that sell cars online,
mm-hmm.
that are taking share from dealers.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Dealers need the technology and marketing to be able to counteract that. And what they love about this platform is lenders, their local credit unions, help a customer not only buy a new car, but trade in the one they have.
Even better.
The dealer is able to get one a sale that they're gonna make money on the sale of the new car.
Mm-hmm.
They get the online tools and platform that they need, but then they get trade-ins that they desperately need, especially in today's market.
Especially right now,
You know, I think it's a unique combination for local credit unions and local dealers who, you know, are the backbone of the economy in those local markets,
mm-hmm.
to come together, and this platform connects all that into one seamless, easy experience.
Oh, yeah, this is really good stuff. So how's the early feedback from credit unions? Have you heard?
The, you know, the
Ronnie,
early
either one of you guys. Chad, you want to go first?
Overwhelming.
Okay. It's been phenomenal.
I bet.
We're kind of trying to manage the influx of activity, so it's been great.
That's fantastic. Yeah, a great model for credit unions for sure. And yeah, again, everything's moving to the online environment, and this seems like a natural progression as well. Just to like, if that experience wasn't so trying,
yeah.
Let's put it politically correct. You know, if it wasn't so trying, then maybe that adoption might have been slower. But yeah. So, but I mean, again, it's such a great idea.
And, you know, and I think today we're all so busy. So
yeah.
You know, an experience that takes all day at a dealership is the last thing we have time to do. So
yeah.
Consumers want to do something that's fast,
right.
And easy, but also trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Trusted is a big piece of it that Ronnie hit on. And they trust their credit union. So when their credit union can give them this trusted, easy, fast experience,
mm-hmm.
it's a win for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you see something you like, you want to buy it, boom, let's go, you know?
Yeah.
Why do we have to have all this delays? Okay, we could go on and on about that type of stuff. So anything else to add, gentlemen? Any Ronnie, you want any final words of wisdom here on this one?
I used the word overwhelming. We've seen it. We're prepared. We want this as many credit unions as we can get. So it's important. And the last thing I'd say is that, you know, we want this in the system. We want it top to bottom in the system.
Yeah.
So the demand's good, but I'd also say we're working really hard to make sure this is accessible, you know, end to end within the credit union system.
Should be. Chad, final thoughts?
No, I just thank you for the opportunity.
Oh,
thanks for having us on,
yeah.
And we couldn't be more excited about working with CUNY Mutual and the credit unions, credit union members.
Oh yeah,
the dealers to sell more cars online.
Indeed. Yeah, you have an engaged audience. So, yeah, it's good stuff. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to let you get back at it. Appreciate the time. Go check out CUNY Mutual and even Car Saver for this really cool stuff. Go check them out.
Thank
you. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.